Well, I mean, it got so bad. We all had air raid shelters in the back garden, and my father reinforced them too, you know, with concrete and what have you. And so if the alarm went when you were at home, you went in there. But the raids got so frequently, and it was every night, every night. And you would go to bed of a night time, and then you'd hear the voice of your mother calling you that says, "Rina," you know, "get out, come on, sirens are going." So you'd all had to just get, you know, plenty of warm clothing out into the air raid shelter until the all clear. Then he could go back to bed. Well, this got so frequent, we said, oh, my father said, "I want to help with this, you know." He says, "No," he says, "when it's bedtime, you go straight in there. And that's where you spend your nights." We still used to go to the cinema, and they used to flash it on the screen if their sirens were going, and ask it. Those wishing to leave would do so in an orderly fashion, blah, blah, blah. But if you wish to remain, well, that's up to you. Being young lasses then, I mean, what the hell, we weren't going to leave the film. We paid our money, hadn't we? It's a funny thing about it was, I suppose it's because you're young. You don't seem to experience the danger, you know?